Today's Old Testament reading from Exodus chapter 19 reminded me of Dr. Richard Hintz, who is one of the Hintz. His son is over here, John. Dr. Hintz and I knew each other at the seminary. He was a couple years ahead of me at the seminary. That was probably back in the 19th century. I know it was a long time ago. Rich was an outstanding student there at the seminary. And when he graduated, he had a full Fulbright scholarship to spend a year of studying in Germany. Later on, he was teaching at Baltimore Lutheran High School, and he was one of the first around the country who developed multimedia Bible study for teenagers. And it could go on and on. One time he was making a presentation. This is after he became president of the Southeastern District. He was making a presentation. And the reason I mention all these things that he accomplished and the honors he received, and most of them I have not mentioned, is to introduce this new thought. He was a scholar. He was presenting a paper to a group of people here somewhere in the Southeastern District, this five-state area. It included laypersons, teachers, and pastors. And he began that statement, began saying that he was going to share with us a profound and deep thought. Well, we all listen up. And those of us who had experienced with Rich over the years knew that he was a profound thinker and deep thought, and it would come up with something really good. So this is that profound thought that he shared with us that day. Exodus 19 comes before Exodus 20. And of course, that didn't quite sound like the scholarly profoundness that we were expecting. But then we went on. He went on and explained what he meant. And I can't do it as well as he did, but I'm going to give you a few clues about how he explained that here at that time. Most of us in that group that time when he said that knew what was in Exodus 20. And probably many of you do. That's where we find the Ten Commandments for the first time, Exodus chapter 20. Well, Rich made this point. Exodus 19 comes before Exodus 20. And so we're looking at the chapter before that, Exodus 19. That was today's first reading came from Exodus 19. At one point there we read, "Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain." Moses and the people of Israel were in the Sinai Peninsula, camped at the base of Mount Sinai. They had been slaves in Egypt, and God led them out of there, and God did it in a way that made it clear that he won the victory, they did not. Now they brought him to this, and his promise had been from way back that he would bring them back to the promised land, the land of Israel, where their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Jacob's 12 sons had lived before they moved to Egypt during a great famine. So here they are in this in-between. They've been freed from their slavery in Egypt. They are looking ahead to the fulfillment of God's promise in the land to come. And here they are at Mount Sinai. And the Lord is equipping them for what's going to be going on. He says, "Thus Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, 'This you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.'" You have seen what I did to the, and he's looked backwards, looking forward, but now he's looking at this present moment. He says, he's telling, now is God speaking to the people yet? you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. A kingdom of priests and a holy nation. That was a rather radical new way of thinking and talking. There were priests in that day. The Israelites had it, had a priest. Other religions had priests. A priest serves as a go-between between God and the people. But now, God is telling these Israelites there that they are to be a kingdom of priests. All of them would be priests, not just certain people who have that office. All of them would be priests. And the job of a priest is to bring God's message to people and to bring the people's needs and prayers to God. And we all are priests. In the New Testament, Peter picks up on this and he repeats this, applying it to all of us Christians, that we are a royal priesthood. We are here to be connecting links between people who need the Lord and His love and His forgiveness, and the Lord who is anxious and ready and willing to give it. By that time, when Peter is repeating this in the New Testament, he knew the story of how God came as one of us and how the Lord Jesus Christ suffered and died, how He took upon Himself full responsibility for human sin of every generation. And His resurrection on the third day makes it clear that He did win the victory over all that sin and death. And then, when St. Peter, who it took Peter a while, as you may recall, to understand that, but once he did, and once he was then, he was the big talker, he had talked a lot about it, and he uses these words from Exodus 19 to repeat and to explain to the people of that day what was going on. What was going on? God is still continuing that through today. He is still bearing people on eagle's wings and bringing them to Himself. You shall be for me a priestly kingdom, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. That's our calling. That's our role. Right after Exodus 19 comes Exodus 20. Then the Lord God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house. Notice he's looking back, reminding the people of what He did for them. That is, there's a tendency, you know, for people to forget. They were going through this tough journey from Egypt and tough in the wilderness and finding food for their families and taking care of things like that. And there's a tendency to forget the important stuff. You probably, some of you, I guess, will probably have encountered that in your own life. You get all wrapped up in your job, in the family needs, in the troubles, in trying to work out the finances and all that kind of stuff. It tends to happen that you don't remember God and His promises. And so, well, that's one of the reasons we gather here regularly, to be reminded of those promises, to listen again to them, and to go out better equipped to live this life that He has called us to live. God is continuing that plan through us. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. And you probably recognize that as the first commandment. And then immediately following are the other nine commandments. That's the context of the Ten Commandments. It is, and that's what Pastor Hintz was talking about. Exodus 19 comes before Exodus 20. Before the Ten Commandments is the story of God rescuing His people, and in our case, rescuing us from sin and death, for life with Him now and life with Him forever. Then comes the Ten Commandments. This is how you are to live. You don't earn God's favor by doing that. Why? He already gave you His Son into death and resurrection for you. He's already called you and forgiven your sins. Now the Ten Commandments come. Here is the way you need to live so that other people will see the Lord in you, so that other people will see Christ in you, so that other people will see the potential of what it lives, what it is like to live forgiven under the power of the Spirit, so that other people see how different you are because you are oriented to other people and helping other people instead of to yourself and looking for your own advantage only. And of course, that's a struggle. We're not there perfectly yet, any of us, but we keep working at it. And I pray that all of you here this morning are here partly because you are working on that, to receive the power of God, to receive the love of God, to be have His promises renewed to you, to remember what He has done for you, especially when His Son gave His life for you on the cross, and His resurrection made it clear what He did on that cross. And we become better equipped to look and live more like the Lord Himself. So, Exodus 20, with its Ten Commandments, describes the kind of life that we want people to see, because that's seeing Christ in us. Pastor Hintz was right on target. Exodus 19 comes before Exodus 20, and Exodus 20 does follow 19. And if you can keep that order straight and pray for the Lord to work it out, both chapters out in your life, you're going to be a great blessing to your family, your friends, and to many other people. In His name, amen.